voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Melissa?
Doing fine, thank you. I was reading recently about the Mu variant, M-U. And there was something that said it was more contagious or could be more dangerous than even the Delta variant, but that it's like fizzing out. Can you give us any insight into this?
Probably not a lot. I'm not surprised that we're seeing that now. And, you know, it's Delta, Lambda, Mu. So we're actually sort of going down the Greek alphabet.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually the next strain. If you look at sort of the pressure that a virus would have, the pressure that a virus has is, you know, to be more infectious, but actually to be less deadly. And if it is actually more pathogenic, so deadly or causes more illness, then it usually fizzles out pretty quickly. So it really depends, and we saw that, you know, Delta variant is more infectious. It still is, you know, obviously very pathogenic, but it doesn't appear to be as bad as it was, and maybe that's because we're all, you know, the majority of us are vaccinated, not as bad as sort of the first round with the China variant and the Italian variant.
Is the Delta variant starting to fizz out?
I hope so.
you hear a lot about from different, you know, either state officials, federal officials, health professionals that we're sort of in line with. I think we keep being compared to Europe and they're sort of starting to see it phase out. So I keep hearing like the end of September, we should be seeing Delta go away. But I don't know how that even works. But I just was curious.
The answer is it is likely, and again, in my opinion, we should be seeing it, and you know, end of October, you know, beginning of October, end of September, we should be seeing some significant decrease. The thing is that if you have a variant like this that ends up infecting a lot of people, and infecting even those who are vaccinated, that actually just boosts the immune system, and therefore our herd immunity increases. So the likelihood that it can spread to another host becomes a lot less, and when it becomes a lot less, then it starts to fizzle off.
Okay, that's interesting. We're talking to Dr. Brown this morning, and he's our infectious disease expert on the show. He's been walking us through COVID, even before COVID got here, basically. And Dr. Brown, one of the things that I found alarming in this past week was the CDC's report showing that I think it was 27% of COVID cases across the country are now children, which is polar opposite of what the pandemic was even a year ago. So I didn't know if we could talk a little bit about that. I think that's super concerning that, you know, a quarter of our newest cases this summer were kids.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you and I talked about this, Melissa, is that was the concern. You know, when we had the early variants, they were mainly adults and mainly older adults. Again, the natural progression of this organism is to infect where it can. And the next logical step would be to start infecting children. So I am concerned that this is occurring. I'm concerned that the children that I've heard about, again, we're not a children's hospital, that children are getting sick from this. So it's not just sort of a mild illness or an asymptomatic or no symptoms, but actually children are getting sick. So it is concerning, and I think this is where, you know, having the vaccine for children becomes even more important. So again, I think the answer is that, you know, I think we've talked about this several months ago about, you know, is it going to be important to have vaccines for children? And I think this is where it's really come to fruition that it's important that we do have vaccines for children.
So is it baloney to keep saying that COVID doesn't impact kids? Because you hear from especially like the don't mask our kids and you hear from the anti-vaxxers especially that kids are the ones who are safe. They're totally immune. They're fine. They're not the ones carrying it. I mean, does this now debunk all of the theories that we basically were living off of the last 18 months?
I think that was sort of an early understanding of the virus to say that it didn't affect children. We did know that it affected children. We just knew that it didn't cause a major illness. But I think you have to be alert that children can get sick. And if there are variants that come out, the next natural progression is to go to those who are unvaccinated, which is the largest group of people who have not had it, which are children. So I think this is again a natural progression. So, you know, a year ago, you know, yeah, that was probably correct. But, you know, just like anything else, the times change, the virus changes, and we need to be flexible with it.
Why is it that COVID is now impacting? I understand what you're saying, Dr. Brown, that when it notices, okay, I've got a bunch of vaccinated people, I'm kind of wasting my time here. Let me go to a bunch of people who are not vaccinated and I can impact. So that would make sense, kids. But essentially, COVID in the very beginning could have just done that to everybody. Like, what's the difference between the original COVID-19 and I would imagine the Delta variant now? Like, what's the real difference that kids are now reacting to it?
It could be in any number of things. You know, a specific answer, I probably couldn't give you a specific answer, but I can tell you that, you know, the attachment of the virus to different cells in the body has actually gotten that much better. So it's become easier to attach to cells in our body.
Okay.
And maybe children's immune system, because they were essentially brand new, you know, they were able to sort of fight that off and prevent that attachment. Well, we do know that now the attachment is even more sensitive and specific, so it really focuses onto those areas, and once it gets to those areas, it attaches. And that's, again, why it's the why we see people get infected, even if they've been vaccinated, you know, that it's still attaching and causing an infection, albeit not as bad for the vaccinated patient, but still it's attaching. And that may be why, again, I can't tell you specifically, but that makes the logical sense.
I saw that the World Health Organization wants to halt boosters, Dr. Brown. And my understanding is the biggest reason is because you've got other countries who barely have even gotten their first or second shots yet. But my understanding is we really need the boosters as of this fall. So what are sort of your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's very interesting, and there's a lot of controversy about boosters. We do know that it will be a benefit for those who actually receive the booster shot. So what will happen is that one's immune system will become boosted, hence the name. So that means that we'll be more prepared to fight off the virus if it comes. It doesn't really add anything else besides that. It's not a new vaccine. It's the same one that we've had before, and it basically will get our systems going. I think it's reasonable for WHO to say, you know, listen, there's a lot of people who don't have any at all in the world, and if we're going to stop this virus from spreading and changing and mutating and becoming different strains, we really need to get it out there. So I think there's a lot of politics around this. There's not necessarily that much science around it. So I think it's a really tricky and controversial area on what we're going to do. I mean, will it help to get the vaccine and get a booster vaccine? Absolutely. You know, is that at risk of making the pandemic last longer? That is the risk.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do get it. I've brought up on the show before that a lot of my friends in South Africa who work in healthcare, have just gotten their first shot about maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. So it's like, it's crazy to me. It's sad. And it's crazy to me when I look at like third world countries that they're barely getting even their first shots to their healthcare system. So I mean, I'm seeing it and I can understand sending them over. I think what's interesting is, you know, like, why now? Which is where I think you're talking about the politics of it. Like, why now? We've had the vaccines since January and we've been able to roll it out to so many people and basically open it up to everyone as of April. I mean, my age group was open in April. So it's crazy. Like September of 2021, why are we now saying, hey, we shouldn't do boosters or hey, we should be sending stuff out? We should have been sending stuff out probably a long time ago. So it is interesting. And yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's a great point, Melissa. We really should have been sending it out everywhere, because the only way to prevent the spread of it is to get those who are unvaccinated vaccinated. Mm-hmm. This country or any other country, mm-hmm. get them vaccinated. We decrease this into, listen, I don't see COVID-19 going away. It's going to be with us forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. It'll be different variations, but it'll be forever. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to be the same as it was in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a, you know, upper respiratory virus that, you know, essentially is part of, probably will even be part of a seasonal variation or maybe even clusters here and there. That's the future.
Oh, you know, I'm going to ask the question then. So do we have any idea if we're going to need boosters like every year? Or we're not there yet.
We're really not there yet. I think it's going to have to be, it's really going to have to be how much we've controlled this, what mutations we've seen, what, you know, variations and strains that we've seen. and then the decision about doing a booster. Again, right now we're giving boosters, but this is not, as I said earlier, this is not a change from the current vaccine that we're getting. This is just, again, something to boost our immune system. The question is going to be, will this virus change enough that it, and the term we use, evade the vaccine, so that the vaccine will no longer work. If that does occur and we start seeing a drop in the efficacy of this vaccine, then the answer is we're going to need boosters.
I'm curious. I'm getting some questions in from some of our listeners, and I think this is actually a great question. You may have actually addressed it already in some variation, but, you know, we talk a lot about breakthrough cases, people who are vaccinated. A question this morning, do we know the factors that go into making someone who's vaccinated get sick versus somebody else who's also vaccinated, but they have virtually nothing? And I think it's even a great question for, like, why do some people have asymptomatic versus they get full-blown COVID? You know, do we know what sort of makes the difference?
Honestly, there's a lot of different factors that are associated with it. We know that people who have, you know, people who are older, people who have comorbidities, in particular cardiac disease, people who have obesity, they're more likely to get infected and have a serious infection. The unvaccinated, the vaccinated. It's still up in the air on exactly why. Those factors would still be the same. You know, if you have underlying illnesses, you have, you know, obesity, you have coronary disease, you have, you know, or heart disease, those are also going to be factors to make you get sick and potentially be sicker. But again, the answer is that some people who don't have any of those will still get it and be really sick. We do know that people who are vaccinated, they may feel sick, they may get a flu-like illness, and they may be out for a week. And have a bad cough. But we know that the majority of them do not go into the hospital. They're not dying. So it's actually a really good thing. So the vaccine is working. But as you brought up multiple times, it's a tool. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this is sort of my plug to say, eating right, exercise, reducing stress is so important for any type of infection, not only COVID-19. And if you can actually do that, then you're preparing yourself and preparing your immune system to fight off any virus.
I mean, that was going to be kind of my follow-up, Dr. Brown. Another question that we got was, is there a certain environment that you should be in to avoid catching COVID or getting more sick? I would think, you know, like you were saying, you know, you prep yourself, you prep your body, you're
correct,
aware of your surroundings, you wear a mask when you're in public, even if you're vaccinated. You know, like, I would think some of those things still apply to try and at least decrease any chance of you getting at least that sick from COVID.
That's exactly right. And the factor still is the same, that if you're wearing a mask and someone else is wearing a mask, the likelihood that you're going to get COVID-19 or transmit COVID-19 is really low. So masks are still working. So it's just, you know, it's just we're all getting sick of wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I know, Dr. Brown, we're running out of time. I am certainly getting a lot of questions in. I thank you guys so much for sending them. Unfortunately, if I could have Dr. Brown on for a whole 5 hours, I would have him on, but he will be back on next week. I do have one more question here. Why there is such controversy with sending vaccines to other countries because the manufacturers are still producing it. Again, that is kind of more political. I don't know if that's something Dr. Brown could really cover, but thank you for the question. I'll look into that. And then, you know, getting a couple more just about the asymptomatic, but I think Dr. Brown sort of covered it. So just know, guys, Dr. Brown is here every Thursday morning at 8:35. He will be here again next week and take more of your questions. Apologies, we have run out of time, Dr. Brown. I tell you, you're one of my most popular segments on the show. People love talking to you, and I thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure, and everyone just stay safe. You know, this too will pass.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Brown, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.